Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
The race for New York City mayor. The adage that being mayor of New York City is the second toughest job in America may never have been more true than now. Who's going to be the next big man or woman in charge? And how do you choose? Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro, Figaro & Associates. This is People Power Politics. You have the votes. You have the power. Vote for the right person. Welcome to our program. For those of you who have seen me, a lot of you all may be confused. That confusion is part of what is happening in New York City race for the mayor. I remember when I represented Abner Louima, the gentleman who was sodomized by Mr. Volpe with a plunger stick at the 70th precinct in Brooklyn in 1997. I remember all the struggles that we had vis-a-vis civil rights issues. And our goal at that time was the 48-hour rule. How do we get rid of that rule? A rule which basically says that anyone in law enforcement doesn't have to speak about their crime, so to speak, by any potential arresting officers. Obviously, that gives you time to create an alibi. It gives you time to create all your lies. Whatever had to be done would be done in terms of justice for those officers, in terms of the PBA, police union, their lawyers, in terms of their defenses, because America has been in denial about police misconduct issues. When Mayor Dinkins was in office, the first black mayor of New York City, a lot of people that he reached out to for peace, so to speak, didn't want peace. They thought that this gentleman, Mayor Dinkins, would not be the mayor for everyone, which he was. In fact, there has not been a mayor of New York City since he left office that has done a good job that he has done. After Mayor Dinkins came Mayor Giuliani. By just stating that as a fact, Mayor Giuliani, we know what he is. He's the lawyer for KKK, Russia, and Trump. He was the mayor that stormed Mayor Dinkins' office with other police officers. Didn't care about the law. So Mayor Giuliani was involved in rioting for a long time. After Mayor Giuliani and New York City people suffering all the time, we had Mayor Bloomberg. But before Mayor Bloomberg, we had, obviously, Giuliani, who was the mayor when Abner Louima was sodomized at the 70th precinct in Brooklyn. The first order of business in representing Mr. Louima was getting his freedom. And that is what Carl W. Thomas, Casilda Roper Simpson, and myself, that's what we did. Carl W. Thomas is now deceased. So gaining our client's freedom was extremely important. And we had attorneys come into his bedside, or trying to at that time, to sign a personal injury lawsuit retainer. So what happened with Mr. Louima was an opportunity to bring about change. Change that has never occurred. Because Eric Gardner, what happened to the officers that killed him? They never served time. They were never prosecuted correctly. You see, black lives does not matter. So we had to obviously march and say, oh yeah, black lives do matter. But the real issue in New York City is leadership. Obviously, Mayor Giuliani was not going to save black lives. And Mayor Bloomberg, what he did in his tenure as mayor, he stopped and frisked approximately 1 million black and Latinos. 900,000 of them were unconstitutional. Part of de Blasio's run for mayor was he's not going to appeal that ruling in federal court that the NYPD should be supervised by the federal government. But throughout the various mayors that we have had, what we have had is a lot of lip service, but our rights still being violated. In fact, it's not only about police misconduct, it's about economic opportunities. How many contracts were given to black and brown businesses since Mayor Dinkins? So Dinkins, he gave about 5% to minority businesses. It went down with Giuliani. It went down with Bloomberg. And it went down with de Blasio. And I called Mayor de Blasio Big White Hope because he's married to a black woman. He has some mulatto children with that black woman, black mixed with white. But he still wants Christopher Columbus statue to remain there by Central Park. And business for minority contractors fell under de Blasio's administration. So what we have had since Mayor Dinkins is things have gotten worse, not better. And Mayor Dinkins is over 2 decades ago. And we have a crop of people running for the mayor's position that leaves a lot to be desired. The ones that say something substantive are low in the polls, and the ones without substance are high in the polls. It seems like all of them have their faults, but they are not promoting their positives properly. So, how about Yang? Should we vote for Yang? What is his position on police misconduct issues? What is his position on contracts for minority businesses? What is his position where the equality of women will be respected? And we have all these issues with the governor at this time, even though he was the COVID-19 hero. So in New York City, it's multicultural, but segregated. Everyone is in their own little quarters, whether it be Caribbeans, whether it be Latinos, whether it be Muslims, whether it be Jews, whether it be white, whether it be rich, whether it be poor, whether it be the middle class, we are all segregated, which also has led to the New York City public school system being the most segregated public school system in the country. But we have had de Blasio for 8 years. Did he desegregate New York City public school systems? No. Did he get equal funding for New York City public school? No. So Big White Hope didn't do anything for our brown and black people. And if we believe then that some black elected official, Meyer, Eric Adams, McGuire, we're talking about the black ones, are they going to help? What is their plan? And how smart are they? I have had the opportunity to meet with most of them because here we interview candidates, we assess them. That's on our show, Ask the Lawyer, People Power and Politics. That's our publications, Caribbean American Weekly, The Immigrants Journal, Workers World Today. So we get to meet them firsthand. We get to listen to these elected officials or wannabe mayors, and we make our own assessments, very critical ones. And it's very disappointing when we meet with these candidates. And like most candidates, most people running for office, they distort where they came from, where they're going, and what their plans for us is going to be. So a lot of them may say things that you want to hear or say things that are not clarified or not fact-checked according to, you know, the big issue with KKK, Russia, and Trump. You know, he could get up on a morning and say the sky is green and he'll get 70 million people agreeing with him that the sky is green. Damn. And we all know that the sky is blue. Do we? So the mayor's race is more than just an election for the black and brown community. And then in the black community, it's kind of like splintered too. Because some of us, you know, we have pride in being African Americans, which is good. But we lack the love for our black and brown brothers from other countries. Most of the times when we talk about immigration issues, and we do talk about immigration issues a lot on our Ask the Lawyer program or our Immigrants Journal Caribbean American weekly publications, we have depended on Latino leaders to be the driving force on immigration issues because we have lacked leadership from blacks, and we're talking about African Americans. They have not given us leadership on immigration. They have treated us as second-class brothers and sisters because we are from the Caribbean, because we are from Africa, because we are from Latin America. You see, that brother and sister that was split on the slave ship on its journey to the new lands, those siblings, those mother and fathers, those cousins and nephews, they went different destinations. Haiti, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Brazil. Yeah, they went different places, but they are still related. Whether African Americans like it or not, you have brothers and sisters that went to Barbados, St. Vincent, Grenada, and you have to be concerned about all those brothers, long-lost brothers, and how your concern comes from what you do, not what you say. And if you love your Caribbean brothers, then you have to be able to speak the language of immigration. What can we do for them from an immigration perspective? So New York City public schools is mostly immigrants, 90%. Yeah. So who cares if they're segregated? Who cares if those kids are educated because they're not white people's children? They are not American-born children, obviously in a minority. They are foreigners. They are naturalized citizens. They are foreigners. They are green card holders. They are foreigners. They are undocumented. They are foreigners. Well, that's not true. And what I would like to see these candidates talk about is what are they going to do? We know in New York State there's legislation pending to fund, give money to the undocumented who suffered a lot during this pandemic. But there are Democrats who are against it. I understand the Republicans would be against it, but damn, Democrats were against it. Just like how there are Democrats who didn't care about the undocumented person in New York State getting a driver's license, or the undocumented person in New York State, you know, having equal opportunities at these various schools, their children. And immigrants perform very well, academically, business-wise. At any given day, I could get a jerk chicken, a roti, any type of Caribbean food on Flatbush Avenue, Utica Avenue, White Plains Road, Hillside Avenue, Jamaica Avenue. We open businesses. Unfortunately, not as many African-American restaurants. But we open businesses. We start businesses, professional businesses. So we come here with an energy that is admirable. And we have to be recognized for our contributions, and we have to be taken more seriously politically. I would like to see a mayor of New York City that is foreign-born. Which one of those candidates are foreign-born? None of them. Yeah, none of them are foreign-born. Maybe that's what we need in New York City. A mayor that is foreign-born or who has foreign-born attitudes in terms of, yeah, you know, these people from Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, China, Taiwan, El Salvador, Brazil, Nigeria, Ghana. How about those people? How about those people working hard to make New York City a great place to live, a safe place to live, a striving multicultural immigrant community? Our publications, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today, the Immigrants Journal, we are going to assess those candidates. You could look at our websites and read about them. And we are thinking about endorsing some of these candidates or grading those candidates. And if you are interested in understanding what these candidates contribute to our immigrant community, you could visit our websites. It is very important that when you vote, you do vote, actually. You know, there's going to be mailings. You're going to be able to go to the polls and vote like most people. Obviously, get your vaccines, wear your mask, drink some water, except if in Georgia when you go out to vote, because they want to make that sort of criminal act. Sorry to those people in Atlanta, Georgia, which has a huge Caribbean immigrant community. Obviously, we didn't have those problems in our countries. We had other problems, but not those type of problems. Welcome to America. Our African-American brothers are still fighting to make America a real opportunity for everyone, a real place for equality for everyone, and we have joined that struggle. But we also want to be recognized by our African-American brothers as to who we are and what we want. And we do not want to be taken for granted. We do not want the same divide and conquer issues that the white man has used, house slave, field slave, is the same issues that we have in our black communities. Where are you from? You're from here or you're from there? Unfortunately or fortunately, whatever you want to call it, when the NYPD stop you, they don't care about where you come from. They just look at black. Hey, you're black. You're brown. Let's take you out. If you have an accent, they might say, okay, we might, yeah, let's damage this person some more because, you know, they can't, you know, they ain't gonna do nothing. They're scared of by being immigrants here. And obviously, we have to be concerned about these issues. So civil rights is part of my DNA, my agenda. When we talk about civil rights issues, it's dear to us. As a frontline attorney, what does that mean? Well, you're in the frontline when you talk on Ask the Lawyer. You're in the frontline when you work with Ask the Lawyer. You're on the frontline when you talk on people power politics. You're on the frontline when your major marketing organization is Caribbean American Weekly, the Immigrants Journal, Workers World Today. Because our people, our rights are always violated on the streets, at the corporate offices throughout New York City, New York State. Yeah, employment discrimination. We're not getting a promotion. We're not getting that opportunity because of our accent, quote unquote. But when they want the job done, they come quietly to us. You know, make sure you do this because I'm making a presentation and I want to look smart. So you make me look smart. And what are you rewarded for making other people look smart? Yeah. Yeah. I know you guys listening out there understand these issues. But who in this mayor's race should be our mayor? And my experience in the civil rights movement is, and my experience in the fight for immigration rights is, hey, nobody who look like you is guaranteed to work for you. You really have to listen hard and you will find that person, hopefully, that could be your next mayor. That will what? Protect your what? Your civil rights. That will what? Hey, give you business opportunities doing business with the city. Yeah. $90 billion the budget every year. Who gets that $90 billion in contracts? What is that money spent on? Who gets the biggest piece of that cake? Is it real estate developers? Well, who's representing real estate developers in this election? So you have Stringer who say, oh, I'm not taking no money from real estate developers. But then you have Eric Adams, the black man, taking a lot of money from real estate developers. So those are the things that are concerning to people when they do deeper research. And that research is important. Maguire, he's good for business. Okay. Sharpton loves him. Gardner's mother endorsed him. Civil rights issues. Why is Sharpton and Gardner endorsing or close to Maguire? Do they see something that we need to see? Why is Hakeem Jeffries far away from Eric Adams? You know, Eric Adams was known pull your pants up, health issues, but no other issue. And you have to look at, obviously, what has he done for the community here in Kings County. So maybe that's Hakeem Jeffries' concerns. So we know Sharpton, one of the big black leaders that we have in New York City, obviously loves Maguire. We have Hakeem Jeffries, the next Speaker of the House in Congress after Nancy Pelosi. Who does he favor? Is he waiting to make a decision? And what is that decision going to be? Who is AOC going to support? These are the indicators that we need to decide who to vote for, because we are looking at the leadership in our community, who they are siding with. So, Hakeem Jeffries, Congressman Jeffries, what are you going to do? Are you giving the green light? Sharpton, who are you going with? You know, we know, okay, Maguire, you favor Maguire, you favor the mother of Gardner favors Maguire. So people are making decisions. The daughter of Gardner, she favors whom? Morales. And Morales is one of the most principled persons running for the mayorship here now. So, you know, should we be looking at Morales? You know, Latino, progressive, you know, right on a lot of issues, immigration, economics, what have you. You know, these are the people in the race for the mayor's position. So we have to be, obviously, these are signs, these are signals that we have out there. And we know that we have an intelligent listenership, and we want you to obviously listen to what we say, but obviously do your own research also. Don't vote with your heart. Vote with your brain. Do what your brain is telling you. You do the analysis. This is one of the most important elections that we have in New York City for a very long time, because of this pandemic, because of the economic issues that we face, and because of the inequality between immigrants and Americans. Yeah, we have to make decisions, and we have to make decisions that favor us. We have to vote for people who will work for us, who have a plan for us. Do not take song bites and 1-minute commercials here and there. You want substance from these people. And we try to provide that substance at our websites. We're going to talk about where you could go to get that information after this presentation here. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates, the law firm. The Mayor's Race 2021, make the right decision. Love you.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.